from our work in Kent, it's something that we've been increasingly aware of, that young people are flagging up self-harm as an issue that's affecting them and their peers. I do think it's good that there's more conversation about it. Obviously, it's not great that it's an issue, but hopefully people talking more openly about it and maybe reducing some of the stigma will allow those people affected to get some support.
Sean, previously we've heard about the importance of parents being on their guard and looking out for the signs. This is now focusing on teachers. So just how important is it that within the classrooms they know what to look out for?
I think it's increasingly difficult for teachers. I think they've got a very hard time in terms of juggling what they need to sort out from an academic standpoint and targets, but also to still have that sort of time for the pastoral care and for that sort of nurturing of the young people that they work with. With our work in Kent, one of the things that we're trying to do is make sure that staff are aware of what to be looking out for, that they know how to maybe try and approach conversations and to offer support in the right way for young people, to make it feel like they can be a safe port of call for that young person to go to for help.